Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky.
And what about that action, boss?
Take him out! This is the morning roast on 95.7 The Game.
Thompson pulls up, jumper over Bain, knocked down another one. It's game six, Clay. Hook pass up top, Thompson fires away. 5 for 5 beyond the arc for Clay Thompson. Grizzlies up 2, they have the ball, bad pass, Curry, fingertips to steal, drives on Williams, spins it up and in! On the fast break, Curry with a steal and score, we're tied at 51. Draymond accelerates to the rim, finds Clay Thompson, left corner, fires away, got it! 3-ball, left corner pocket. Warriors 58, Grizzlies 55, Clay has 20. Chest pass to Wiggins, open, fires, buried it! 3-ball from the right wing for Wiggins. Warriors back on top, 90-89. Bounce pass over to Curry for a 3, it's good! It's good! Warriors up 6, timeout Memphis. Back rim miss, Looney again, finds Thompson, loads up a triple, good! It's madness, just madness! Ball flipped away by Tyus Jones, ball game's over, the series is over, and for the first time in 3 years, the Golden State Warriors are going back to the Western Conference Finals.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah.
Goosebumps. The hair is standing. Full attention.
I've been waiting for this morning since that game was over Friday night. We had to get through television. We had to get through the weekend. We had to get through a couple game sevens. We now know who the Warriors are taking on to the Western Conference Finals. They're taking on Dallas Mavericks, Game 1 at Chase Center, 6 p.m. tip. We're going to talk to Mike Brown at 8:30 this morning about last series, the Memphis Grizzlies, and a quick look ahead to the Dallas Mavericks. But today, on Monday, we're smoking that Grizzlies pack. We have Tuesday and Wednesday. And we're going to snip in some Mavericks Suns talk throughout the day.
Yeah.
We will do that. But we're going to primarily focus on what we saw transpire at Chase Center in game number 6 and what was riveting, hair-raising basketball. That was grown man basketball. The physicality that was displayed on both sides. And you know what? The smaller Warriors who don't have a true big, who got Looney sitting at 6'9", he gets to start. Draymond Green and Steph said, hey, Mike Brown, we need Loon Dog to start. And Lou Dog not only started, he played 35 minutes, and he grabbed 22 freaking rebounds. The most the Warriors grabbed since Larry Smith back in 1987. Insane. Mr. Mean, are you kidding me? And the Warriors out-rebound the Grizzlies 70-44. They out-rebound them for the series to advance to their 6th Western Conference Final in the last 8 years, and especially after a 2-year hiatus. So, Shashi, I'm a little long-winded here, so I just want to say good morning to everybody out
Keep
there.
Keep going.
Getting off your graveyard shift, getting ready for work. If you're at work, ready to roll. Langford and Lubman, we're ready to roll. Shasky, the floor is yours because I missed you on Friday. I can't imagine what your weekend was like down in Joshua Tree. It was rocking at Chase Center, but you got to tell me about your experience watching the Warriors close out the Grizz. I mean,
first off, the game was iconic. Can we? Like, I'm already ready to put it into instant classic territory.
Oh, it is.
No, I legitimately think that it already is. It's this feels like they've done something special, and I know a lot of people. Oh, they got to win championships. Forget all that. Was that fun or was that fun? Game six, Clay back again. Kevon Looney. How about Draymond Green? I think that was Draymond Green's best game of the year. And he's had some great games this year. This is not to say that he hasn't been good. I think it was his best overall game all year. It was fantastic. And then Andrew Wiggins. I felt so happy for Andrew Wiggins.
Wow.
He is an impact player on a championship-level team that's headed to the Western Conference Finals and now has home court advantage for the WCF. And I'm just,
for the rest of the playoffs.
I'm so happy for him. B, I'm so happy for him because he's finally getting his opportunity to shine in the light. You haven't seen Batman yet, but you know, part of the Batman, I guess the theme throughout the movie is taking the dark and throwing it into the light, exposing it into the light. And I think all the things that he does to help this team win was exposed into the light on game six. Guardian Tyus Jones, all 75 feet of that court.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable to see him pick him up three quarters of the way through. The rebounding, the activity, hitting big shots in the fourth quarter. Everything was on deck for this team. And we talk about Kevon Looney so much. He's the Golden State Warriors version of Udonis Haslem.
Yep.
It may not work somewhere else. It may not be appreciated at all times by even myself and even the staunchest Looney supporters.
Yep.
You gotta have a Kevon Looney on your team. He does all the little things.
Play like a grown ass man. There's so much to get to.
And Curry.
There's
so much. I mean, come
on. Steph Curry in the fourth quarter.
Like an afterthought. He was awesome.
Klay Thompson with the dagger three to put them away for good. Klay Thompson just, I mean, there was one of those games where I got back at the house, right? And it's late.
Yeah.
It was late. I got back at about 11:45. And I look at my phone. I said, you know what? I got to fire the second half back up. And I fired the second back. I fired the second half up. And Hannah's saying, you're not going to sleep. I said, I can't. I just can't. What I just witnessed at that building at Chase Center and everybody that was there, all the roasters who were saying what's up before the game, after the game, they were all fired up. You a nice guy, Shasky. We love you. Lubman, where you at? And Lubman came by afterwards to the gatehouse. It was a party out there. But that second half, what was on display from the core four?
Unbelievable.
Because we always forget about Looney with that core.
Yeah.
And Iguodala's been out. But that core four plus Andrew Wiggins getting a taste of championship basketball for the first time in his career. Mike Brown said, the heck with this. We can't go with the young guns. Kuminga, Moody, they're going to be great one day. They will be great for this. Hell, they may play next series. They may play next series against the Dallas Mavericks. But to see those old veterans say, you know what? We're not going back to Memphis. We're going to exert every ounce of energy on this basketball court. And it was tough, man. It was tough. Bane is a baller. All right? Bane is a baller.
He had the game that you've been talking about for quite some time. Yep. You know, because I thought he was even more efficient in this game six than he was in game five.
Yeah, no, he was. He was physical. Tyus Jones got snuffed out. Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be big.
Steven Adams is so tough.
He's tough.
I have major respect for him.
He is tough.
I thought he was going to come out of that game five different times.
I did, too. He lipped off the floor. Yes. He came back. He lipped off again. DeMichael Cole, who covers the Grizzlies for the commercial appeal, said, man, he lipped off out of the locker room onto the bus. He goes, I don't know how this guy finished the basketball game.
I don't either.
I don't know how he played 28 minutes. When Dillabrooks got hot early, that was fine. He finished with 30.
He was screaming in Poole's face.
He was screaming at Curry. Dillon the Villain was something else. That is his nickname.
Everybody
Dillon the
was
Villain.
Calling him the fifth member of the Bone Thugs and Harmony at the little watch party.
Dude,
I was at.
He plays into the crowd. I'm standing right there in the tunnel when he did that.
Uh-huh.
And he had this little shuffle towards the crowd, mean mug. And I said, oh, man, this is going down. We can't go back to Memphis.
He had the game of his life. Can we pause for that?
He had the game of his life, and he still went 11-28.
When you told me that this morning, I was like, there's no way he went 11-28.
11-28, 7-15 for the 3-point
line. If you would have told me he was 15 of 18, I would have believed you. He hit everything.
He hit everything early.
Until the end.
And then he started clicking. He shot them out the game at times.
He also kept them in it. Dude, as well.
It was
a double-edged
sword. There was like four straight possessions where he went down chucking and missed it.
No doubt.
And he literally handed the Warriors an 8-0 run. Literally, but 89-87.
What a game.
Bane hits a three. It's 89-87. And Chase Center was rocking from tip. I don't want to hear anything else about Chase Center because it grew up on Friday night.
Okay.
That was a finals
level
crowd.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Please do. Lutman was there. We'll get him on the mic soon. Everybody that was at Chase Center, give us a call. 888-957-9570. I know what I heard. I know what I felt. Ooh. I text you guys in a thread.
Yeah.
I got goosebumps, right? And I don't say that much.
I had minimal service. We'll get to that in a second.
I will get to that. But, dude, I had goosebumps midway through the fourth quarter like, oh, my gosh, this is high-level basketball. Yeah. It's back at Chase Center, 89-87, and the Warriors go on an 18-3 run to close out this series. And you got a little bit of everything. Wiggins with a big three to give him a 90-89 lead. Mm. Wiggins with a steal off of Brooks when the ball dribbled off his foot. Wiggins goes in for the uncontested dunk. Draymond Green later on goes in for the uncontested dunk. Next thing you know, Draymond's pushing it feverishly down the floor, 100 miles an hour. He finds Steph Curry, hits him back, three, boom. Tim Roy's going crazy. It's 95-89, and the crowd's roaring.
Yeah.
Roaring, said, just give us one more spurt. Give us one more spurt. And they got that spurt, Shasky. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, bobbing the threes. It was like, we could talk Looney. We could talk Wiggins. Hell, we could do a segment on each player.
It's user's choice today.
It's user's choice. Klay Thompson doesn't play basketball for 941 days. 941 days. What do you think this guy is feeling like? Every time he has a bad game, you hear the naysayers, oh, he's washed. He's never going to be the same. He came out gunning. And how ironic was it, or how iconic it was, for him to throw up the six in front of those crowd, right in front of the Memphis bench, saying, Game 6 Clay is back.
There are certain things in Bay Area sports that are a given. Ricky Henderson about to steal second base, and there's nothing you can do about
nothing.
It.
Nothing.
Right? Joe Montana, the two-minute drill. Right? Bumgarner in a playoff game.
You're right.
Right? There are certain things. Klay Thompson, Game 6, there's just something different. Like, there's no disputing it at this point. Like, there is magic when this guy steps on the court. He kept them in that game in the first half. Where would they be without Klay? I couldn't believe how proficient he was, because when Jordan Poole missed a wide-open shot, then they got a rebound. Then he kicked it back out. He misses another wide-open. I'm like, Jordan just don't got it today. Like, he just didn't have it. I actually loved that Mike Brown didn't go back to him, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have to feel how everything's going in that particular game. And with the bigger lineup, it worked.
It worked.
I mean, look at the minute allocation. They barely played Bielitsa. They barely played Damian Lee. Yep. I mean, it was basically a six-man rotation.
Right. Well, Pat Riley says it. Everybody was quote tweeting Pat Riley yesterday.
It's such a good say? Quote.
You go with eight guys. You play a couple here. You go with your one role player, but you go with your five. You go at your five. And Mike Brown said, you know what? The hell with the minutes here. We're going to go Wiggins for over 41 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to go Curry for 40. And look, they were running on fumes because that was a physical, physical basketball game. Shasky, let me tell you about the banging down of the paint. You had to be a grown-ass man to play in that basketball game. You could not be a punk to play on that floor. Like, you and I, we would have got right off the floor. That's not a game for us, Shasky. No. That's not a game for us.
Come on, it's not a game for most teams.
For most teams. Looney and Wiggins in that third quarter, when they're up two starting that third quarter, and some of the box outs that they had, Shasky, in that second half, I said, damn, they were boxing out Brandon Clark, Steven Adams. Looney's getting on the boards, and we'll talk about his 22 rebounds, one short of a franchise record. But even Wiggins, because Wiggins now, even when they go small for a stretch, he's got to play big.
Yeah.
And Wiggins, to have that energy to drop a double-double and box out the way he did, you can't say enough about the guy.
On a day where Looney gets 22, you look up, Dre's got 15 boards, and Wiggins got 11 boards. I mean, how many times when a guy gets 20 rebounds do two other teammates get double-doubles? Like, that's so rare.
So, after the game, we're getting set up for the Gatehouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mullo's like, what's the final rebounding numbers? And I look, and I said, it says 70-44. He goes 70.
Yeah.
70-44. The last team with 70 rebounds in a playoff game was the San Antonio Spurs when they had 75 in 1983 against the Denver Nuggets. That just doesn't happen.
Iceman?
Iceman had to be on that team.
Had to be.
He had to be on that team. 70 rebounds, 25 offensive. So the bigger, badder, more athletic Memphis Grizzlies, who we all talked about all series long, even before the game, we said, you know what? How are they going to rebound with the Grizzlies? In the closeout game, they out rebounded by 26. 70 rebounds.
That's incredible.
I've never seen that before.
No, that's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. What's crazy is that we've gone, 19 minutes?
Yeah, I'm fired up. I'm on a high
I love
right
it.
Now.
I love it. Memphis deserves a ton of credit, too. They fought so hard, and they gave everything that they possibly could. I have a tremendous amount of respect for that nucleus. They're young. I mean, look, you're not gifted anything. Oh, the next 5 years is theirs. I mean, stuff happens so quickly. I thought Phoenix was a lock to be in the Western Conference Finals this year, and then they end up going down. Like, anything can happen. But in terms of my respect for them, I have tremendous respect for them. I thought they competed their ass off.
Listen, they pushed the Warriors to a level they haven't been pushed before in a long time. And that may have been the most grueling series for the Golden State Warriors. Now, some people will say the Houston Rockets in 76. That may have been the most grueling series since OKC in 2016. And you know what? What's on deck against the Mavericks? We'll get there. But the Mavericks may be the toughest opponent since 2016 OKC. Yeah. But we'll get there. The Grizzlies, the respect. Look, they're a young team. If they had any experience, they may have won a series in six. Maybe. They were in basically every basketball game except for game three.
I mean, maybe, but you know, you got to give credit to the Warriors executing down the stretch. Like, Clay misses in game one, for example. Clay misses two free throws. If he hits both free throws,
they're
probably going to ice that game anyway. They miss them, and then they play great defense. You get credit for playing defense. Now, Ja missed a shot. That happens, but can they get a little love for the defense? Game two, Warriors had a chance to win that game. They blew a lead down late. So, like, we could play this coulda, woulda, shoulda thing all day till we're blue in the face. I think championship medal, and I look at what this core has done, that felt very Spursian. That felt very Patriot-like in terms of, like, culture. And I look at what the Miami Heat are doing right now, and I look at, you know, their run, and I even look at Boston. Mm-hmm. It's funny to me how the teams that have advanced, for the most part, aren't the teams that assembled these super teams.
Right.
They're the teams that kind of stood pat, built from within.
Right.
Maybe they made a shrewd trade to get rid of Kristaps Porzingis.
Or big signing like Jimmy Butler for Miami, a missing piece for them. But
that was a couple years ago, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, no, you're right on that. But, like, building from within and then cultural wins. And then that particular nucleus getting better and better and better as time goes on. So, I don't know. I thought it was a big step in the right direction for the NBA as a whole.
Right.
Because you didn't see these teams that made the splashy move, the Harden trade, get rewarded. You didn't see the Kyrie, KD thing get rewarded. So, I just feel really good. Like, even Memphis, you didn't win. You should feel really good if you're Memphis. I know it's the pros, and you know you're not out giving out participation trophies, but like, B, that nucleus is fun.
No, and they said it after the game. We're going to get back to work in the summertime, and we will be back. We will be back, and we saw in game six, they missed Ja. They missed Ja. Tyus Jones goes 2 of 12 for 7 points. He does grab 9 rebounds and have 8 assists, but he was shut down offensively for the most part, and Ja is a closer. Ja Morant is a superstar, so for all the naysayers who said this team is better without Ja Morant, I think we saw Friday night, they're not better without Ja Morant. They're different, but they're not better.
Don't you think JJJ is a guy who depreciated once Ja got off the court?
Absolutely.
Because I think he feasted on a lot of that single coverage, and it felt like the Warriors, not that they figured him out, they made him less efficient as the series went on.
And think about it. With Ja Morant, JJJ was getting wide open 3-point looks.
No question.
He wasn't getting the wide open 3-point looks without Ja Morant. Let's take a couple calls. Calls are lining up here.
Line them up.
Dub Nation, where you at? By the way, you missed Friday because we, Langford and I, were talking about James Harden.
I was listening.
James Harden?
I was listening on my way to the airport.
Oh.
I mean, Steven didn't have an opportunity to get in there.
Oh, no, he talked.
And you were like holding court.
If you do, like, you know how in hockey they do like ice time? Langford had probably just as much touches as I did Friday.
Well, I must have missed that segment.
He gets his ball hogging on. He goes through stretches where he's Dylan Brooks and shoots about 7 straight possessions. Let's go to Mr. P in Oakland. Mr. P,
Dylan.
What's happening?
What up?
Good morning, guys. What a beautiful Monday.
Oh, beautiful Monday.
It's the best.
So you can tell I went to the game, my voice is gone.
Good.
But, I never want to hear the word corporate crowd ever again. That was probably the best game I've ever seen.
Wow.
That sequence with Looney and him dishing it out to Clay for that three. My ears were hurting after that. It was so loud. So, yeah, Chase Center, I think that finally tied it as like a home crowd advantage. That was so beautiful. Have a great day, guys.
There were so many times, I want to say about 6 minutes to go in that fourth quarter, where someone would shoot a three, and you get up and you're like, this is the one! And then they kept missing. And then eventually Clay knocks down one, Steph hits a deep one, and like, there's just something about the anticipation as a guy. You know they're going to get it kicked out to them, and they're about to shoot a three. I don't know. I know a lot of people don't love this era of basketball.
Right.
I love it. Yeah. I think it makes for drama. Well, as the ball's in the air for so long, you like rise.
Well, look at the three-point shot. Dallas Mavericks yesterday for the entire series against the Suns. I'll shoot the Suns from the three-point line.
Absolutely.
They're advancing. You see the Boston Celtics. If I'm not mistaken, the Boston Celtics were plus 58 from the three-point line yesterday against Milwaukee.
Wow.
Like, no joke.
Wow.
Like, you need to have three-point shooters. You have to have shooting.
Williams was on fire.
The Bucks at one point, Brooke Lopez, Drew Holiday, Grayson Allen, Pat Connaughton, they were like 1-for-19 for the three-point line.
I was very disappointed in the Bucks.
I'm not
to take away anything from Boston. I think simultaneously, they ran out of gas, it felt like. They had no counterpunch.
You know what? The same way you're giving the Memphis Grizzlies credit,
I
want to give the Bucks credit, too.
They had no Middleton.
They were a worthy NBA champion. And the fact that they even pushed the Celtics to 7 games without Chris Middleton shocked the heck out of me.
Yeah.
I thought that it'd be maybe a 5-6 game series, to be honest with you.
Really?
Without Middleton. But Middleton's a baller. I mean, people forget how good he is.
No, he's
a
three-level scorer. He's their closer,
too. He's their closer. So to not have Chris Middleton yesterday, and you saw it, Grayson Allen had nothing yesterday. And they were switching on to him 0-for-6, 0-for-4, 1 point yesterday in Game 7. Wes Matthews at the 2 spot, 3 points yesterday.
Dribbling off his foot,
1-for-5, 0-for-3 from the three-point line. Drew Holiday, 0-for-6. He needed help. Giannis had nothing, and Giannis ran out of gas, man. He ran out of gas. So I thought the Bucks, they were a worthy champion. Injuries happen in sports, and it could derail you. Give the Boston Celtics credit, though, for Alves. Again, 22 threes to 4. 22-4 when it came to three-point makes.
Conversely, it feels like the injury to Luka almost benefited the entire rest of the roster for Dallas because they're empowered. Isn't that a trip how that worked out? And now, obviously, Luka came back, so that's different than Middleton.
The Dallas Mavericks aren't going to be easy, folks.
Spencer Dinwiddie is going to be a problem.
Jalen Brunson is going to be a problem. Yeah. This is going to be a monster Western Conference final. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a grueling, grindy grind here. But we will smoke that Memphis Grizzlies back all day long as the Warriors oust the Grizzlies in game number 6. We've had to wait 2 days to talk about it, but we're here. Line them up. 888-957-9570. Blaine and Mitch will get you on the other side, and that's what's coming up on the game brought to you by Northern California Toyota Dealer.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Looney stops in the paint to Draymond. Handoff Curry. Deep three on the way with one on the clock. Back rim miss. Looney again. Finds Thompson. Loads up a triple. Good! It's madness! Just madness!
This is Klay Thompson, and you are listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Whew, Klay Thompson. What a story.
I'd be what more hip than a hippopotamus.
Fody, you know what's funny? We saw you, Fody. He was walking through.
Dude, you had all the rappers on.
Yeah, I know. Fab, Stuntman, O2.
They just popped up. I love it. When I saw Stuntman was going to do the halftime show, I said, this one, I'm feeling really good about this one.
Yeah, yeah, no, he was out there at halftime. I saw him right after the halftime. Him and Gunna, they were jacked up. But Fody Water,
that was awesome.
Right as the game started in J.P. Morgan Club, it's like, what's up, Fody? How you feeling? He goes, I ain't going to lie to you, man. Fody Water nervous. Talk to third party. Fody Water a little nervous. And Bullet goes, don't let him see you sweat, Fody. He goes, oh, no, he can't do that. And Bullet goes, hello.
Hello.
It was, dude, Friday night was really, that's what the Bay Area is about. You know, the Bay Area was rocking. They got this little, like, promotion or, like, you know how they have hype videos in-game on the scoreboard? Yeah. So I got P-Lo doing one, right?
I love P-Lo.
And he goes, like, East Bay, stand up. South Bay, stand up. Peninsula, stand up. North Bay, stand up. And the crowd's just going crazy. Yeah. Adults, stand up. Kids, stand up. Dumb Nation, stand up. And it was one of those seminal moments for the Bay Area. Closeout game in game six. And I'm just sitting there, and I'm just watching it, Chasky. And then when Curry hit the three to go up 95-89, I just kind of scanned the entire crowd. And you know how, like, they go to break TV, and you show the crowd going crazy, and they're just high-fiving, like, jubilation. You see the ushers, the security guards. That's like, it's good to have meaningful basketball back in the Bay. I missed it.
Well, I love hearing your perspective inside the arena because my adventure is so much different than yours.
Right, so let's set this up.
God.
We'll get to the calls. Mitch and Blade, stay on hold. Get to the calls.
I hope
the
O'Brien family's not listening.
So you go down to Joshua Tree because you missed Friday. I was disappointed.
So this is what happened. So basically, you know, all these flights, there's only so many flights into Palm Springs. I thought we were going to Ontario. We went to Palm Springs. The wedding is in the middle of nowhere in Joshua Tree. My wife had to get an Airbnb, no televisions, and they go, minimal Wi-Fi. This is what the Airbnb, my wife is furious by the second day. Right. I'm losing my mind. So I'm like, all right, where are we going Friday night, the game. I was ready to drive the hour or so back to Palm Springs to go watch the Warrior game. All I was worried about is where can I watch the Warrior game?
Right.
Well, she has the iPad that's got like the, you know, Wi-Fi and everything all dialed into it. My iPad broke. So we're in the middle of Joshua Tree. I'm not kidding when I say this. You're 30 minutes to like normal civilization. Wi-Fi? What is that? Like, no doubt about it. So we're going to a wedding, okay? This is what we're there for, a big wedding. Mm-hmm. And the O'Brien family was all there and all the cousins and everything. Now, my friend Katie, who I've been a friend with my entire life, she's just not into sports, like, at all. Her sister, diehard sports fan.
Yep.
Her, not so much. Think hippie, like hipster hippie, like could care less. So we go to this saloon. And I had called this saloon over and over. No answer. Oh, the phone doesn't work anymore, come to find out when we walk in.
Oh, my
gosh. So, you know me, I get out of the car, it's like, whatever, 6 o'clock, and I'm like, boom, boom, I'm like trying to find where the TV is. Where's the TV? We don't have TVs. This is Joshua Tree. I go, you don't have TVs? We don't have TVs. Do you have outlets? We've got some outlets indoors. So I plug in the iPad, all right, to get it like juiced all the way to the maximum. Do you have Wi-Fi? We don't have Wi-Fi. Well, there happened to be a band that was performing, and I guess brought some Wi-Fi router, and I logged into their Wi-Fi router thing. Yes, I know. I'm an insane person. So I'm huddled in the corner watching the game on the iPad by myself.
With the band playing?
Well, the band was like setting up. I'm not even sure what they were doing. And there's like hundreds of cowboys and hippies and all in this backyard. And it's me and the O'Brien family huddled up, all the dudes, bunch of the ladies, watching the Warrior game on a, whatever, 10-inch iPad.
Wow.
the entire time. Now, your boy had the thing juiced up and ready to go. It went all the way through. We had no hiccups. I was shocked. I showed you a picture.
Right.
We're outdoors, literally outdoors in 100-degree heat, watching the game on an iPad. It was one of the sickest games of all time.
All the
kids were cheering. All the adults were cheering.
That's unbelievable.
The beer was flowing.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. You got to do what you got to do. No, you got to do what you got to do.
And we're screaming, hit that. Yes! High-fiving random people. And then guys from Australia who were out there doing, I don't know, peyote or God knows what, come over and go, we love Steph Curry. I'm not even going to do the Australian accent because I can't because it just sound horrible.
Don't disrespect them like that.
Huge Steph Curry fans out there in Australia.
Yeah, no, they do. You know, I was doing that. I was doing hits in Australia once a month for a good 3-year stretch down in Melbourne, Australia. I got a lot of Australia followers. They listen to the roast. Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. Hey, look, man. Those are my guys. Big Warrior fans. That's a hell of a story, though, Sasky. 10-inch, man.
Well, and then what's crazier is we leave, all right? And I had like an anxiety attack regarding the television Wi-Fi.
I would have, too. Game 6.
I was furious. I told my wife, I go, I will drive back to Palm Springs if this doesn't work. And she's like, fine.
You wouldn't have. How would you have gotten back to Joshua Tree?
I would have drove.
But I heard you couldn't drive at night.
Well, you literally can't see nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your boy would have been high-beaming it going like 6 miles an hour. But we go back to the hotel room or whatever, our Airbnb, and my wife, after making big deal about me being crazy watching the Warrior game, she loses her mind that none of the Wi-Fi is working when we get back to the Airbnb. So she's sending a real nasty message to the hosts who lied about the Wi-Fi.
Oh, boy. Let's go to Blaine in Mountain View. Blaine, what's happening? You're on the ropes. Let's get that.
Joshua Tree's pretty out
there. Good morning.
What up, bro?
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. What's up, Blaine?
How are you doing?
Oh, man, right. We're fired up.
I'm just glad I got to watch the game.
How many team turnovers did the Warriors have? I couldn't believe it. They won that game.
17 turnovers. They had 42 more turnovers in the Grizzlies in that 6-game series. They turned the ball over 40 more times in the Mavericks. You know, they're not winning that series.
That's amazing, you know? And I just couldn't believe they won that game. Unbelievable.
How about when Dre?
Championship caliber.
It was, Blaine. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey real quick.
Dre threw one right into the first row.
There was like 3 straight turnovers in the third.
I broke my pint glass.
There was 3 straight turnovers in the third quarter. And they were trying to like throw the home run pass.
Oh,
and all of a sudden, the crowd was like, come on. Like, you see the crowd. It was like people were angry. It was unbelievable. Mitch in Jersey, what's happening?
What up, Mitch?
Good morning, guys. You guys get up as early as the farms.
No, you better believe we do.
and you get out early. You got the rest of your day. You have more of a day for yourself. Farmers work sunrise to sunset. Let me get that right. Looney is doing his impression of Rodman. You got to keep him in the lineup. I wasn't impressed with that last game. I want to see more of Kuminga. Maybe you can cover Luka there. Who's doing a John Elway impression? I don't know how they beat Phoenix. I mean, if Mr. Paul is not going to show up, I mean, you got a great guy in Booker, and then you have one of the few old time centers in DeAndre Ayton, but he went to sleep too. So you got to watch out for Luka at this series, because Powell and Looney will probably cancel each other out. I think Looney should be getting 25 rebounds every game. I think you guys will get it in 6 tops.
All right, Mitch, thanks for the phone call. Look, we'll get to Antonio Zucci, Robin, on the other side. We got a break real quick. We got to reset the clocks. We're going to break. Mike Brown, 8:30, acting head coach. Steve Kerr is back, though. He's back at the presser yesterday. He heard his wife, basically Margot, say, look, I can't watch the game with them. And Steve Kerr says she watched the game 2 minutes and they went to go watch the Kardashians. So I looked at Ed and said, look at you. You got something in common with Mrs. Kerr. Yeah. She loves the Kardashians too. All right. We'll break down the Mavericks. We'll break down the Grizzlies Game 6. If you're at that game, let us know. It was a vibe. It was an absolute vibe as the Core 4 and Andrew Wiggins close out the Grizzlies. 110-96, but it was a lot closer than the score indicated. More coming up on the roast with Joe Shasky and Bonta Hill.
1-time dynasty trying to get back to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2019. It's tonight, that night. Curry off a screen. Deep three. Good! 10-point lead for the Warriors. 102-92 is the first double-digit lead for either team.
This is Stephen Curry, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta and the Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
You know, B, I know you want to talk about the game, and we're going to get into all that. We got people lining up 888-957-9570. Forget the Grizzlies players for just a second. You know who I'm glad I don't have to hear from anymore?
Who's that?
The Memphis media.
Oh.
You want to talk about a group, a collection of people that clearly was super minor league. I mean, my goodness.
It was amateur hour. It was amateur hour, but by the time the series played out, that was an afterthought. By the time we got to game four, game five, that was all an afterthought. The noise was done. It had dissipated. Hmm. It was about basketball.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, what about all the doctors? Are we going to have Dr. Funk for the rest of our tenure?
I had to leave that alone.
I saw some guy, Doc Holliday, putting out videos on the internet. And I was like, this has gone way too far.
Twitter, during the playoffs, these playoffs have been phenomenal. Like, first of all, can I just say, having the fans back in the stadiums. Oh, I know they were incredible last year. It's been incredible this year. I've enjoyed mostly every series.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, the Raptors Sixers series kind of went to sleep on that. But for the most part, I've enjoyed every single series. These playoffs have been riveting. You see a great basketball. You kind of see the passing of the torch. No LeBron James in the playoffs. Kevin Durant and Kyrie get swept in the first round. They're out of here. You see budding stars like Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. You see Jimmy Buckets getting money. James Harden looked like, by the way, they were roasting James Harden so hard. Tim Legler, his breakdown of James Harden and his lack of effort. The guy's a dog. I don't want to hear about him being up there as with Kobe and Dwayne Wade and Michael Jordan as one of the top shooting guards. I can name 10 shooting guards right now above James Harden. Right now.
Well,
I don't want to hear him anymore. James Harden is a dog.
He's going to get extended. And Doc's going to go to the Lakers, apparently. It's a big tank job from two different sides.
Daryl Morey said Doc's coming back.
Oh, I don't believe that.
No, they've already put the seven. He's back.
I don't believe
he's coming back.
I'll buy you a burrito, okay? I'll buy you a burrito if he's the coach day one.
Daryl Morey just said in the end of season press conference, we're not going through a coaching hire. We're keeping Doc.
I think D'Antoni's going to take over that team. You heard it from me first.
He cannot be trusted. Yeah.
Maybe midway through the year?
I'm just saying. Today's not the day for this conversation, but
it's not the day.
They're a fascinating... they're a disaster.
But you see Chris Paul flame out. The last four games of that series. The last five games of that series. Chris Paul averaged 9.4 points a game.
If Steph Curry had done that, we'd be destroying him till eternity.
But you know what people are doing? And TNT started the damn thing with the narrative yesterday.
Reggie did it.
Oh, Chris Paul deserves a ring. Oh, he's been an all-time great for so long. Yeah, he's been an all-time flame out. All right? He's flamed out. He's blown... five. He's been part of teams that have blown 5-2-0 series leads.
He's disqualified from being one of the greatest point guards ever. He's a Hall of Famer. No one is disputing that. It's the same way I look at Dan Marino. You are disqualified from the GOAT conversation because you don't have any hardware. What separates the truly great of the greats is you got to have the hardware.
And people out there tweet talk about Chris Paul's the greatest point guard. Steph Curry's the greatest. What's her name? Trista. We've had her on the show. She works with Odyssey. That poor child. I like her. She knows her basketball, but she's so uninformed on how the Golden State Warriors play. Steph Curry, in my opinion, is not a true point guard.
Russell Wilson's not a true quarterback.
Because he runs around. Yeah. Lamar Jackson's not a true quarterback.
Neither is Patrick Mahomes.
Steph Curry's not a true point guard. His role in that offense is purely to be a scorer. Oh, really? Tell me you don't watch the Warriors without telling me you don't watch the Warriors. All right, get out of here with that. Anyway, Grizzlies, Warriors, it turned out to be a fun series. And you know what? This is the birth of a rivalry. I really, truly believe that. The Grizzlies hate the Warriors now, and they pushed the Warriors to the brink.
Well, they really did. I do. Like, Dylan Brooks, line one. I'm sick of Ja. He's a great player. I have tremendous respect for him. And then Jaren Jackson Jr., I thought it was a coming-of-age series for him, even though it sputtered out at the end.
Right.
I think he's going to be a problem. If you just look at his age and the trajectory that his career is on,
I do too.
You got to feel really good if you're them.
Yeah, I do too. All right, let's go to Zucci, man.
Zucci.
You know what? Zucci, I think, won tickets, and he was by the gatehouse. I seen him with his lady. He stopped by the gatehouse to say what's up. Doing the peace sign as we're getting ready for work. Suchi, what's happening?
Man, top of the morning to my boys. If you want to talk about greatness, man, go ahead and turn on 95.7 the game, man, and listen to them boys that run the roast from 6 to 9 in the morning. Right. That's first and foremost. Let's right?
Flag that one. Flag that. That's a promo. What's up, Suchi?
Boys, I want to say love to my boy, my brother from another mother, Sammy Levin, the junior. I'm back in the back end. My guy, nice guy. Good morning to you boys, too. Usually I don't call, you know, I'm a texter and I only call to win tickets or win anything. But I had to call in and share my experience. Let me start by saying, not only was the in-game experience awesome, I want to give a shout out to the city of San Francisco. I want to give a shout out to everybody out in Thrive City, man. That vibe in the air just walking up was so fun. That's so awesome. Fun, man. I mean, you could just tell, like, it was that championship DNA was in everybody. It's like, we've been here before, we're going to get here again. And that's what makes a good environment. That's what makes your crowd inside good. When the city is thriving, the city's vibing.
Mm-hmm.
And to give a shout out to Joe Lake up in the Chase Center, man, what a beautiful stadium that bad boy is. Seats are comfortable, shirts were not cheap. And the vibe in that place was just rocking.
I love it.
I had a great time. My girl had a wonderful time, man. We got that W. Hey, and bring on them fighting Mark Cubans, boys. Hey, have a good week. Have a great show. And I want to appreciate you. Say I appreciate you guys again.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. I'm glad you enjoyed the experience. And that's what we want. When somebody wins the tickets, give us a call back. Let us know about the experience.
Hell yeah.
And it sounds like Zucci had a phenomenal time. And he saw a phenomenal basketball game. That was one of the best games during the Warriors playoff run. It was up there with Game 6 OKC. Nothing's going to top that, in my opinion. But this closeout game, because it's on the other side of their prime.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? After a
yes.
two-year hiatus, we didn't know what Klay Thompson we were going to see again. We didn't know if Andrew Wiggins could fit with this bunch. We didn't know what Steph Curry had left. A lot of people always talking about the window closing, window closing, window closing. I think the window has been extended because of Jordan Poole, because of Jonathan Kuminga, because of Moses Moody, and I still have faith in James Wiseman contributing to this roster in the future. So you don't know how they're going to respond. But they're 6th Western Conference final in 8 years. There's only six franchises total to do that, right? 6. That's it. They're up there with the Bulls of the 90s, the Celtics of the 80s, the Lakers of the 80s. You know what I'm saying? The Celtics of the 70s. The Warriors are right there. And for them to reclaim that magic and just say, all right, we got this young athletic team running us off the three-point line. They're beating us up. Mm-hmm. We're turning the ball over. We're still going to find a way to win. Win at all costs. And that's what they did in Game 6. And I think it was a microcosm of what they've all been through together. And now they smell it. Like, it's not going to be easy, Shasky.
No.
Nobody said this was going to be easy. The blowouts of, like, sitting in the fourth quarter and blowing teams out by 30, they may be gone.
I was surprised that Klay could draw from that, you know, all those prior Game 6 experiences.
Right.
And people, oh, it's only a Game 6. Like, it just happened to be and coincide with him being. No, there's something different because it's the end of the series. You know, you're trying to close a team out. Like, there to me now, there's like this tangible thing for him on Game 6s. I don't even know.
And here's the thing,
Shasky. Is it mystique? I don't know.
Here's, not to cut you off.
Yeah.
But he was shooting 23% from three going into that game in the series.
And then he was as efficient as ever. But the team desperately needed it.
Yep.
To me, the bigger surprise, it wasn't Klay recapturing that old school magic after missing two full seasons. It was Draymond Green playing an offensive brand of basketball that I have yet to see him play with all year. Like, all year I haven't seen him that aggressive in terms of squaring up to the hoop. To me, that's the biggest development in Game 6. We can talk about Looney's 22 rebounds,
right.
And he was outstanding. Wiggins' effort level, he was outstanding. I thought it was a coming-of-age series for Andrew Wiggins. But Draymond, if he could bottle that up for 4 times in the Western Conference Finals, 4 more times in the Finals, I think they've got a really good shot to win it all.
And you know what?
I
they're
really
going to they're going to need
really
to. You look at Grant Williams of the Boston Celtics hoist up 16 threes wide open. Mike Brown said it Thursday. Draymond just needs to let it fly.
I'm so glad he did.
Let it fly. And what he did Friday night was let it fly. 14 attempts, 0 for 3 for the 3-point line, but you know what? I'll live with that. I'll live with that. Just shoot him.
He went
just
to the
shoot.
Rack hard. He
went
finished a couple
hard.
Of times with the offhand. He finished with the right hand. I thought he should have had an and-one late in that game.
Messed around and almost had a triple-double.
I should have.
14, 18, and 8.
I mean, come on.
14.
If he didn't have the turnovers, maybe he would have got those assists.
You know what that game felt like, or this run is feeling like right now? And they haven't won the championship yet.
No,
they're a long
but
way away.
We're in the middle of the journey.
But it's feeling like those 88 Niners when they beat the Bengals in Super Bowl 16. It's starting to feel like that, where they're 6-6, right? Or you don't know who they're going to go with the quarterback, Steve Young or Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Bill Walsh says, you know what? We're going with Joe. And they go on a run, but it wasn't easy. It was a grind to get through that season. This year, you think about all the games missed and the way they finished the regular season. Now, they did finish the regular season with 5 straight wins to go into the playoffs hot. And they carry that over into the Denver series. But you're looking at them Friday night saying, man, how much do they have left? How much do they have left? And they, a thinking man's game, they just wheeled their way to that victory. And you know, you told me, you said, Ponte, why are you guaranteeing a win? Why are you guaranteeing? I said, you know what? You just got to find a way.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to throw out the numbers. Sometimes you got to throw out the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.